This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, June 26th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. We've all been living a life described as the new normal. It includes masking, socially isolating, vaxxing, and more. But as I sit here now, I take a breath, and I invite you to do the same. Look around you. This COVID life has shed light on the good things in life. And we found ways to overcome the challenges we've encountered. We still have our family and friends. Rather than lose touch, we've discovered Zoom, socially distanced walking, drive-by grads, online weddings, and more. In the midst of this pandemic, we've realized that we're not alone. We try to be there for others, and they are there for us. We're all the same in that we all are alive at this moment, and at some time unknown to us, our lives will end. We each must make those moments in between count and enjoy the journey. For those who are fed up, lamenting and waiting for things to go back to the way they were so they can start to live again, I say, don't wait to live. There are about 7,200 minutes from now until July 1st, Canada Day. I list the minutes because each one counts. Each minute you live well, each time you celebrate life, each thing you appreciate and are grateful for will make now your best moments and help you prepare for the future. By living well, you create a better future. Rather than finding things to complain about, change your perspective. You can do it. Be grateful for the people in your life, for running water, food on your table, electricity, radio, TV, computers, cell phones, books. And beyond our creature comforts, be thankful to be alive and well in one of the best countries in the world. In 7,200 minutes, Canada will be 154, and we can celebrate together the freedom and beauty we experience as a result. Our country is far from perfect. It's a work in progress, as are we all. But there is much to celebrate and appreciate. COVID has shown us what matters. It's up to us to be grateful for what we have and make the most of the good we have in our lives. We all will hit bumps in the road, but it would be a shame if we focus on the bumps and miss the scenery on our journey. Let's focus on the good stuff. Let's celebrate whenever we can. Personal birthdays, anniversaries, friendships, life special events. And let's take pleasure knowing that what we do will create a brighter future. Take joy from the beauty of nature. Take heart from the friendships and love you're given and give. Strengthen yourself by filling your heart with appreciation for where you are today. Lives can change in a moment, so treasure each minute you live and use the gifts you've been given to do good. All you do will help you grow, and you won't regret having created bright memories by celebrating the events in your life. To map your journey, to make your dreams a reality and reach your goals, will take focus and work. The result will be satisfaction of having done your best to get as far as you can. Myself and the From a Woman's Perspective team are here for you and will gladly answer your questions and guide you wherever your heart leads. We'll be happy to help you succeed. We are a phone call or an email away. Our contact information is on marylins.ca, or you can always call me at 416-504-6777. Each of us is a unique person, but we share a common goal: to live well and to fulfill our dreams. We can do that and still live life to the fullest and celebrate the moments as we live them. And we can be helpful to one another as we go. Today, as usual, you'll have an opportunity to learn from the experts from a woman's perspective, and you'll be empowered to make informed decisions. So in a moment, we'll get started and learn about investing for retirement from Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a suntint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, as promised, Senior Wealth Advisor Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us so we can learn more about finding the best way to plan for our retirement. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, one of the changes brought about by all these lockdowns we've had in Ontario is that many of us have become quite familiar, even comfortable, with video online meetings. You know, lots of us who never thought that would be okay are pretty comfortable doing online, whether it's Zoom or FaceTime or Teams or WebEx or WhatsApp and on and on and on. There's lots of ways of doing it, but lots of people are really comfortable with online meetings these days. And this has been a real boom for the idea I want to talk about today, which is making finances and financial planning a more practical, efficient family affair. That is something that both in a couple can get involved with. You see, Marilyn, you know, there are a lot of retired couples out there, and there are going to be more as the baby boomers, you know, move through that cycle of life. And in my experience, as the natural division of labor occurs over time, one in the couple tends to be the primary manager for investing in financial planning. Sure, historically, in traditional couples, it's tended to be the man, but certainly not always, and it really doesn't matter. What is clear is that quite often, the spouse who does manage the investments and the financial planning worries a lot about what their partner will do, how they will manage if they aren't there. The wide acceptance of video meetings has already been a step in the right direction for helping look after both in the couple. You see, you know, both partners don't need to be experts. However, being aware of what's happening and why, and most importantly, having a trusted relationship with your financial advisor is a must. Because in all likelihood, you know, the stats are in, one day a couple will likely become one. And during the time of grief and loss and upheaval that follows, it's much easier to not have to get to know your advisor at that point, or even worse, have to look for a new one. So today's two tips on how to make, you know, the financial planning, the investment side of things, a family affair for both couples. Number one, use the video online meeting as a way to make it easier to bring both parties in a couple to your investment planning meeting, even if it is only once a year. And number two, create an agenda for the meeting that respects the interests and times and communication preferences of both parties for that special meeting. In our personal roadmap process for clients, we actually discuss and record the communication preferences of both individuals in a couple separately. We try to understand what information you like to receive and how you like to respond. And with video meetings, it's easy for one person to check in and check out when they get the information that they need. So here's quickly what happened with Dave and Wendy. Dave was way ahead of the curve as far as video meetings happen, and we've been doing meetings online for years. His wife, Wendy, is generally not interested in the market, benchmark returns, semi-annual performance, or even creating and updating the long-term retirement plan. She is, however, always interested in checking in on whether they are on track to maintain their lifestyle through their retirement years. And she's also curious about what things would look like if Dave were to pass away first and she needed costly health care. Those are important concerns for sure. So we made a deal. Wendy would join our annual review call each year. She would join us for a big picture review, which Wendy asked that we send to her in advance so she could look at it and generate some questions. And in the meeting, she would come in for the big picture review. She asks her questions, and then sometimes she leaves, sometimes she stays. But the video call made it much easier for Wendy to be part of that process, a lot easier than getting ready for a one-on-one meeting downtown, which involved a lot more muss and fuss for her. So in the end, Wendy is more confident and aware of how things are going, and she has a better relationship with her advisor just from speaking and working together over time. And Dave feels better knowing that Wendy would have someone to turn to if something happened to him. So Dave and Wendy's story highlights those two tips for making investing and financial planning a family affair. Number one, schedule a video call together as a couple if in-person just isn't happening. And number two, creating an agenda for that meeting that respects and accommodates what's important and the communication preferences to each of you individually. So ensure your financial advisor makes these part of their ongoing process.
And I gather that the Farwell Group does just that. If someone wants to talk to you about planning for a family affair and video meetings so that it's inclusive and everybody's on the same page, how do we reach you?
Please call 416-863-7501 or visit us at our website, thefarwellgroup.ca.
What you do today will be the foundation of the future. If you want to put your mind at ease, then this sounds like a great idea. All you have to do to get started is call Darren and the Farwell Group at 416-863-7501. And the contact information is on my website, marylins.ca. So it's easy. It'll take some time, but you'll be able to sleep at night. So thank you, Darren, for that information and for those two tips.
Always a pleasure, Marilyn. Look forward to seeing you next time.
Likewise. Next, learn how to deal with fibromyalgia naturally from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and then get tips and happy stories from hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto and matchmaker Linda Miller, our Cupid of Misty River Introductions. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us, and she's here to continue her conversation about how we can deal with fibromyalgia naturally. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, yeah, last week I spoke about fibromyalgia and some of the very troubling and disturbing symptoms that many patients will have, and often it'll take a while before they're actually diagnosed. And in recent years, we've actually seen some promising developments in fibromyalgia research, particularly with regards to to holistic practices, and these can be used to ease some of the severity of the symptoms. So some of the things I focus on with patients is certainly supplementation could be one issue. For example, magnesium, melatonin, fish oil, and vitamin D. All these things can have an anti-inflammatory effect on the body. Certainly when patients aren't sleeping well, and that goes with most patients, whether they have fibromyalgia or not, pain and anxiety can increase. So really focusing on sleep solutions, using melatonin, for example, other kinds of supplements can really benefit fibromyalgia patients. Herbal supplements, actually, we've seen some promising studies using ginseng, for example, to relieve fibromyalgia pain and insomnia. And curcumin or turmeric has an anti-inflammatory property that can also help relieve some of the pain. And for those patients who are currently not on antidepressants, sometimes we use things like St. John's wort, which is an herbal supplement to actually help improve mood. Now, I do preface this by saying that if people are interested in using these kinds of supplements, it's really important to have it supervised by a naturopathic doctor or somebody who's professionally trained in order to sort of look at some of the interactions and really tailor it to your needs in particular. I use a lot of traditional Chinese medicine, things like acupuncture, and acupuncture can actually help increase blood flow to the affected areas of the body, and that can actually help to reduce pain. Now, sometimes people think, well, I'm already in pain, I don't really want to put needles in me. So certainly acupuncture might not be the first thing that I use, especially with patients who are very acute, but certainly over time, acupuncture can be certainly very effective. Now, exercise can help fibromyalgia patients a lot, and certainly when people are tired and sore, exercise might be the last thing you think about, but there are some studies that have linked exercise with good outcomes, actually, for people with fibromyalgia, especially things like yoga. Yoga can be really useful to ease the physical and psychological symptoms, and even walking or any exercise in water, for example, water aerobics. Unfortunately, we can't do that now with COVID, but certainly once we are, that certainly could be very helpful for people. Diet is a huge area that I focus on, certainly at the beginning, and many patients find an anti-inflammatory diet really helps to ease their symptoms. In particular, a diet what's low in what we call FODMAPs, and FODMAPs are what are called fermentable carbohydrates. So these are things like wheat and onions and garlic and beans and some really good fruits, but unfortunately they can be inflammatory for some people, and even some vegetables and certainly some sweeteners and dairy products. So often I'll do some food sensitivity testing with patients and have them do a diet diary to identify potential foods that potentially are triggers for inflammation. So implementing these lifestyle changes over a long period of time are often very useful in some of these debilitating symptoms of fibromyalgia and really help to restore the quality of life. So if people are interested in finding a little bit more about naturopathic medicine solutions to fibromyalgia, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So to diagnose or treat fibromyalgia, all it takes is a phone call and a consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I'm looking forward to our tips next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Having two ears that hear clearly, something you can be grateful for, yes. However, not all of us hear well, and as we age, our hearing can decline. Thankfully, hearing aids have evolved to such a degree that they can help us hear our best, and they're so tiny that they're almost invisible. To keep us current on what we can get from our hearing aids and hear our best is Edmund Ivazian, hearing instrument specialist of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to share with you a happy story about a fairly new client of ours. Her name is Angela. Now, Angela is a very social person who likes getting together with her family and her friends. She has been fairly restricted in this past couple of years, but she is now fully vaccinated and she's ready to have the world open up again. Now, Angela's number one issue is her ability to hear, or inability in this case. Angela has been made aware, she's been aware of her hearing loss for several years, but has always put it off from getting hearing aids. She's always heard negative things about what her friends have told her about them, and she's always been very hesitant and skeptical. So, you know, she believed that all of this frustration that all of those other people went through would have been the exact same experience for her as well. Now, when we had this conversation, it became clear that Angela needed to experience what hearing aids would actually do for her instead of her relying on the experience of others. Now, after we did Angela's hearing test, we set up a set of hearing aids for her to try. I said, take them for a week and come back and return and we'll have a continued conversation. Now, she was quite enthusiastic about the prospect of hearing well, but at the same time, she was concerned about what the world would sound like. So we trained her on how to put the hearing aids in her ears and how to use all the controls. We even connected her hearing aids to her iPhone so she could fully experience the modern features of these hearing aids. Now, upon her return, she had a list of questions about how to fully use the controls of the hearing aids to her advantage. It really seemed that she put them fully to the test. And we went through and answered all her questions, and she was quite satisfied and she agreed to order her own set of hearing aids. Now, just about at the end of our appointment, I asked Angela if this is what she was expecting when she trialed the hearing aids. She smiled and she said, no, this was much easier than what I was expecting. And then she said, I really should have done this sooner. I'm constantly reminded of what Darren Farwell says, you don't know what you don't know. Being proactive about our health and well-being is essential. Take the steps in getting the information needed to really be your best self.
Well, Edmund, I personally know someone who won't come to you or get their hearing tested or their hearing aids because 20 years ago, their husband had a bad experience and lots of feedback and said that hearing aids were useless. So it isn't what other people say. You need to experience it yourself. And Edmund, your door is always open so people can experience it themselves. And I think that this happy story illustrates that. Angela is now happy with her hearing aids. And I encourage anyone listening who wants to find out what hearing aids today are about to give Edmund a call. Edmund, please give us your number.
It's 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. You definitely don't know what you don't know. Experience it yourself. Make a decision, and then going forward, you will have made an informed decision based on your experience as opposed to the stories of others. Thank you, Edmund. That was a great story, and it really, I think, gives us an incentive to look after our ears.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Talk to you next week. Sometimes the twists and turns in life take us on a lonely path. When this happens, your friends may try to introduce you to their friends, or you may search for someone on an internet site. When these don't pan out, what can you do? Well, the From a Woman's Perspectives listener can call on our Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. She joins us now, and she's going to explain how when you're ready, she can help you meet that special someone. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I think the key phrase there is when you're ready. I had a lovely lady who I just did an update with this week, and she's in a relationship with a lovely man who happens to be a retired fireman, and she met him through our service. And it's funny because when she called me in, it was just before Christmas, and she'd been through, of course, we'd all been through the first COVID thing. And she said, you know, for years, she said, I lost my husband, and I thought, what do I need another man for? I'm fine. I don't need that. But she said then as time went on and she was sort of tired of being called as a fill-in when somebody's husband wasn't available or during the week but never on the weekend, she thought, I don't like that, but I can live with it. But then she happened to be in a lineup to get a COVID test, And she started up a conversation with this guy who was behind her in the line. And she said, you know, for the first time, I looked at a man and I thought, I could be attracted to you. And you would be somebody that would be good company for me. So like a couple days later, she saw her ad on TV and she thought, maybe I should give them a call. So it was just like a series of events sort of that happened to her. And she ended up coming on board. I had to give her a little encouragement because she was sort of, you know, at my age, really, why am I doing this? It's silly. I've been alone. I don't mind being alone. And so when she met with this retired fireman, she said, I just, you know, it was just like a whole new lease on life. And she never really thought it could happen to her again. And so it was really nice to touch base with her this week and hear all about what they've been up to. And now that the restrictions are loosened and all the fun things they're doing. And it's just great. And sometimes you never know where your life is going to take you. And these kind of just sort of happenstance things that happened to her just created a whole change and a whole new life for her.
Well, none of us can see the future, but what we do today can help us build a brighter future. And I think your story illustrates that. If someone's ready to meet someone new, that person, that right person, as opposed to just a good person, how do we reach you, Linda?
So the best thing is to give our office a call. You can call the Toronto number, 416-777-6302, or you can take the toll-free number off our website. Our website is mistyriverintros.com. And it's a great site because there's a lot of dating advice on there. I do write a blog, so a lot of the same questions people will ask me year over year, so I'm able to go through and give them more information on some of the do's and don'ts of dating. And there's also a chat feature on our website. So if you have questions and you're wondering, but you're not quite ready to pick up the phone, you can always just send me a message on there. And it is a person at the other end. It's not a computer. I'm always happy to do a free interview and, you know, give you an idea of, you know, how many people we have that meet your criteria and that kind of thing, and find out more about you so I can make sure that we've got people that would meet your criteria before you spend any money. So it's really nice in that regard.
Well, you've done this for over 25 years, and you have a passion to put good people together. So 1-877-334-9041 is your toll-free number. And I really would encourage people not to wish and hope that they could have someone new in their life. Phone our Cupid, Linda Miller, and find out how she can help you. That's 1-877-334-9041. 9041. Thank you, Linda. I look forward to hearing another happy story.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, women's health expert Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. And then realtor Melanie Martin will bring us her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto. And there's lots more to come, so you'll be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, you know, it's really interesting, Marilyn. We talk about sleep hygiene, and sleep hygiene are the measures that you use to promote better sleep. That means having a cool room and shutting off all the electrical things that may be flashing in your room and going to bed at the same time, trying to keep your room for sleep and sex and not for work and not for being on your laptop. But one of the interesting things is that in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, there was a study that looked at the effect of stable amounts of sleep, the time you go to bed and the time you get up. And if you have stable sleep habits, you do better in terms of heart rate. What that really means is it doesn't matter how long you sleep, but if you're going to bed at the same time and getting up at the same time on a regular basis, it's better for your heart. Because even if you sleep more sometimes, that can affect your heart rate. So the conclusion was going to bed at a regular time, having a consistent bedtime routine and a consistent amount of sleep was very reasonable for protecting your heart as opposed to sleeping at different times from day to day. I think it's interesting. I don't think that's the only thing we think about when we're planning sleep and we think about sleep, but the idea of going to bed at a regular time and getting up at a regular time has been proven to be helpful for lots of different things.
So basically you're telling us that being a creature of habit and going to bed at the same time and getting up at the same time is good for our health.
Absolutely right. You know, there was a study that looked at people who got migraine headaches, and they often got migraines on a Saturday morning when they slept in later than usual. Our bodies get used to routine, and if we keep that routine, we're protecting our heart.
So you heard it here first. Dr. Vivian Brown is telling you to be a creature of habit. Go to bed at a regular time, get up at a regular time, and you'll be healthier for it. There's lots of useful advice in her book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. So if you wish to have a copy, you can call me because I have signed copies and you can order them directly. All you have to do is call me at 416-416-416. 504-6777. And if you wish to pick up a book elsewhere, it's available in bookstores all across Canada on Amazon, and it's also available as an ebook for Kindle. So you can't go wrong when you get solid information and you take charge of your health. Remember the name, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. And I look forward to speaking to you again next week, Dr. Brown.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And thank you.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Picture a lake, an idyllic setting. Breathe in fresh air, something maybe not too far from the city. Is it your dream to escape to the country? If so, you'll want to meet realtor Melanie Martin, who always has deals for property north of Toronto. And she joins us today with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, and I'm always encouraged now to see a few more properties come up that are, say, a block or two from the water, and they're under $500,000. But I'm telling you, today I did happen to find a deal of the week that is not by waterside, but has other advantages. This property is perfect for a extended family. It is a raised bungalow with three bedrooms up, three bedrooms down, a little kitchenette downstairs. It has a huge double car garage that's heated and insulated. It has a lovely large porch along the front of the house, and it's so nicely sequestered on its own 19-acre parcel. There is forest. There are trails for your ATVs. This is going to be the perfect spot for those that want to get away from the city. This is only about an hour from the city, and it's really a reasonable price, Marilyn. I can't say enough about this cute little property.
Well, I'm wanting to hear the price, but I think you have to be a millionaire to own 19 acres and a raised bungalow with a pool and a lovely garage an hour outside the city. So give us the number.
Well, actually, it's not too far north of Alliston, and it's only $999,800.
You have to say that again. We didn't hit the million-dollar mark, and we're talking about 19 acres with a livable raised bungalow with a finished basement so that you can have extended family there. That's actually
an unbelievable deal.
Yes, and what I like about this parcel, Marilyn, is it has a nice 520-foot frontage, and it goes back about 1,500 feet. Now, a lot of properties are only small frontages, and they go way, way back. No, this is a nice-sized rectangle for 19 acres and under $1 million. I really think that anyone would love to see this little property.
Well, it sounds like Shangri-La. It sounds charming. And I guess if this isn't the dream home that someone wishes for, you have others. So if someone wants to talk to you, how do we reach you?
Please call me at 1-800-357-4193. And I'll tell you about a coming soon that I have as well. That's just outside of Orillia.
You never cease to amaze me. 19 acres with a building on it that's livable and lovely and inclusive of a whole family for $999,800. I hope that you can come up with a deal to complement this one next week, Melanie. Thank you.
I will. I will indeed, Marilyn. Have a lovely week.
You too. So if you dream to escape the city and you don't want to drive hours and hours, here's an opportunity. 19 acres with a house on it that's livable. And all you have to do is call Melanie Martin to get started. 1-800-357-4193. I'm amazed at the deals north of Toronto. And now that we can drive outside the city, I'm looking forward to exploring myself. Bye, Melanie, and thanks. We'll talk next week.
Yes, Marilyn. Have a lovely week.
In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and learn from senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to
seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm back as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, and I have a happy story to share. Ellen called me and explained rather than gaining the COVID-19 that everybody's complaining about, she took the past few months to recalibrate her eating, signed on with Christine, the health coach, for group training on Zoom, and is now a trim 135 pounds, two sizes smaller than the clothes in her closet. She set a date and a time with me because she'd like to shop for a new wardrobe. We decided on Saturday, July 10th, so she could also have a bra fitting with Donna and experience the amazing healthy bra. In the meantime, she's printed my closet organizing instructions from my website, marilyns.ca, and she plans to review everything in her closet and drawers and determine what she'll keep. So far, we've spoken a few times, she sent me a couple of photographs, and together we've evaluated items. For example, one was a white shirt that she had in her closet. Originally, she wore it buttoned and it fit her perfectly. Now it's big and baggy and overwhelming. So I suggested that she wear it sleeve rolled, unbuttoned to the waist, belted in, and wear a tank top underneath it. On days she wants a less structured look, she can lose the belt, wear it fully open, sleeves rolled, maybe put a scarf with it, and use it like an artist's smock. At the moment, she's ordered a tank and slim pants from my Marilyn's Comfort Wear by Up. Size small, no longer a large. When she gets them, she's going to wear the white shirt over those two black items and put a black belt at her waist or wear it open, as I suggested. The work she's doing now has opened her eyes to the new possibilities she has. The work she's done now has opened her eyes to the new look that's possible for her now. She's grateful for the scarves, shawls, necklaces, and accessories that she's collected and loved, and she'll plan to use them to spice up her wardrobe as she grows it. At the moment, they'll work wonderfully on the black basics that she's already ordered from my online store. We plan to continue editing and repurposing her wardrobe so that by July 10th, she can bring the things that she'd love to wear and we'll make them a wardrobe rather than just a bunch of clothes. If you have lots of clothes and feel you have little or nothing to wear, I welcome you to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor and help you pull your best look together, just like I'm doing with Ellen. It's by appointment only, personal, a private consultation, and a shopping experience if you wish. Value-priced clothing, designed and or made in Canada as much as possible. No charge for the personal stylist appointment. So, if you'd love to be dressed by someone who loves to dress women and help them look their best, feel free to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777, and we'll get started. I'll also keep you updated on Ellen's progress because I think you can learn from her experience. Now, I'll transfer back to Marilyn Weston, the host of From a Woman's Perspective, and we'll chat with Christine, the health coach. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Be the next to take up urban poling and never worry about falling down again. Receive 1 hour of training on the best urban poles from ADP Medical Supplies and Services. Walk straight, improve your balance, and get moving as part of your own walking group. New to urban poling? Learn the ABCs from ADP. Call Susan at 416-551-5513.
And now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Here's a summary of strength training. 8 reasons why strength training is incredible for your health. It wards off disease. It boosts metabolism and fat loss. It regulates insulin and lowers inflammation. It improves posture, sleep, mood, and energy levels. It improves strength and endurance. It improves balance and reduces the risk of falls. It boosts confidence. It keeps your bones strong and healthy. Weight training gives you muscle strength and a toned body while contributing to efficient metabolism. As you gain strength, joints and muscles work more efficiently together to increase your overall functionality in areas such as balance, flexibility, stamina, and injury prevention. So when you exercise, Marilyn, you feel better, you look better, and you have way more energy. So listeners, if you want to know how to get started, just call me, Christine, at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
And I do exactly what Christine tells me every single day. If you want to learn more and find the reasons why strength training can work for you, and everyone can do this, so all you have to do is call Christine to get started. 416-809-4084. I'll repeat that. 416-809-4084. You can be the best you can be with the help of Christine, the health coach. Thanks again, Christine, and we'll talk next week.
Yes, we will. Have a good week, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile joins us, and she'll speak about when letting go feels hard. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, as restrictions are easing in this lovely first week of summer, people are looking seriously at next steps. And for those who are planning to downsize, it can be tough to let things go. Of course, one of my most important roles as a senior move manager is to knowledgeably and sensitively guide people through this process. But I'm the first to say that even with all our support at Moving Seniors with a Smile, letting go of the familiar can be the hardest part of any transition. Our things give us comfort, and they're familiar old friends. Keep in mind, most of our clients are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. When they bought quality, and they didn't change their decor every few years to keep up with the design trends on HGTV. This was a generation who traveled, and they'd purchase keepsakes on their trips near and far. Blown glass from Italy, wool car blankets from Scotland, and if they kept things local, they'd collect mugs from the Stratford Theatre Festival or a piece of pottery that they loved in Bancroft. You know, the minimalists out there just don't get it. The generation who I work with bought things because they liked them, they could afford them, and for a couple of decades anyway, living in abundance was a legitimate goal. The minimalists tell us to spend our money on experiences instead of stuff. And while I can see their point, many of the clients who work with us have combined the two rather nicely. And you know what? All of these things hold memories. And then there are the gifts they receive from well-meaning family and friends. This well-mannered generation never went anywhere without taking a hostess gift. Sometimes it was a little soap set or another piece of that pottery, but whatever it was added to the stuff we use and we tuck away. These items can be hard to get rid of too, because what if Janet comes over and she doesn't see her present displayed? And there are the things we inherited from loved ones. You can't give away the top glass part of a two-piece china hutch these days, but I often see them jammed full of what would be a lovely display if there weren't so many of them. When we live with things, we often stop really seeing them, and it can take an objective design eye to reveal the possibilities. One of the other things that stops people from letting things go is the money that they spent on the item. I hear, it's just too good to give away, or what if I need it someday? In the process of downsizing, we find stuff that clients had no idea they had. Sometimes they've purchased another of the same thing because they either didn't know they had it already, or if they did, they didn't know where to find it. You know what can be the toughest thing, though? Parting with items that were an important part of their life 30 or 40 years ago. They were young and in their prime. Clothes that they wore to work or that they wore to a wedding when events were more formal. Sports equipment and hobby items that they enjoyed before back surgery. These items remind them of their younger days and who they still are very much in their souls. So what can help with your downsizing project? Keeping like with like, so that if you have tools, for example, on all three levels of your home, you often don't realize how much of one type of thing that you actually have. Sharing things with others can also help you to give things up. They'll be used and enjoyed by someone who appreciates them can make the letting go easier. Knowing what size of space you'll be going to when you move can help you to define what you really have room for and what's going to serve you going forward. When space is at a premium, letting go of items that no longer fit your current lifestyle is really the better part of wisdom. Some of our clients often attempt to do their own downsizing, and then they realize the value of our sensitive expertise. We always recommend you keep the best of the best before shedding the rest. Our dream team can help you keep everything on schedule, and best of all, you do it with a smile, and so do we.
Oh, Lori, I'm looking around my own place and thinking of my mom and my aunt and the things that I've collected. Guilty as charged. I need you, and I'm not planning a move, but I need you anyway. If someone is looking around and seeing that they can identify with what you described, and they're going to sort like with like and maybe need some help giving things away after they've shared with others, how do we reach you?
You can can call me at 416-697-8106. And we're all guilty of this. It's not just you. It's everybody. If they look objectively around, they'll all be able to relate, I think.
Well, I don't have to be objective. It's right on top of me. And it is. It's trips taken. It's my Aunt Helen. It's my Uncle Morris. It's my mom and dad. And oh, my goodness, you've definitely hit a nail on the head. So letting go is difficult. And memories are attached to things. So we do collect. And I guess an objective opinion would be more than helpful. 416-697-8106. Lori Bell, Moving with a Smile. She'll be able to help you let go when it really feels hard. Thank you, Lori. I really needed that shaking up too.
My pleasure, Marilyn, and have a great week. Stay safe.
You too. When you look around your home and see the flaws and deficits and wonder what you could do to make it better, to improve it and keep yourself safe and comfortable and make yours a forever home that's welcoming and safe for everyone, wonder no more. Accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center has years of experience helping people make their home work for them and helping them make their home a dream home, safe and accessible to everyone. And he's with us now. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And, you know, I'm working with this wonderful client. Her name is Emily. And we've been working together for the past 2 years, actually, if you can believe it or not. We met at a trade show 2 years ago. And she came up to me and she wanted to make her bathroom fully accessible. And we applied for funding from an agency called Toronto Renovates. Unfortunately, there's no funding left in that program, but she was one of the last ones to get it. And due to COVID-19, we've had to delay many times, but finally this past week, we were able to start the job. Just to give you a little bit of a background, Emily's in her 20s and she lives at home with her parents in a condo in Scarborough. And she has this small little bathroom that we've been looking at. We want to renovate it. And we got to the groundwork this past week. We started demoing the bathroom. We took out the old tub. We took out the old vanity, the old toilet, all the flooring, and totally gutted the floors. But, you know, when you put it in context and you actually bring the client into the bathroom with her power wheelchair, it really puts things into perspective. That bathroom's small. And even on the go, we needed to make changes. The bathroom was not big enough. So luckily, she has a closet that's right beside the bathroom. And sometimes you have to give up space to get more space. So what we're going to do is knock down that closet wall and actually make built-in custom cabinets with custom drawers so she can have a full walk-in bathroom and walk-in closet all in one room. It's going to look amazing, and this is going to be her dream bathroom that she's always been talking about for the last couple of years. So when we're done with this bathroom, she's going to have a barrier-free shower so she can wheel right into the shower without any lip or any problems, an accessible vanity where her knees are not going to get in the way of the vanity so she can get right up close and be able to wash her face, and of course, a nice big space so she can turn 5x5 turning radius is what we always go for and can really rarely achieve in a condo. But because of our expertise and our talking, this is going to happen. So I can't wait to finish this job and post pictures, Marilyn. And Emily is so happy with our work thus far.
Well, beautiful bathrooms that have obstructions and aren't useful for the people who live there can be beautiful for photographs, but they don't work in real life. And I've seen the things on your website, totalaccesscenter.com, that demonstrate that beauty and function can go together. And I compliment you on your work, Daniel.
Thank you so much. And it is about aesthetics, but it also has to have functionality. So we blend the two. We never leave a job looking like an institution. It is about style, and you can put your personal touch on anything, whether it comes to tile, vanity, toilet. There are accessible items that look great and are functional. So thank you, Marilyn.
And you're doing a total bathroom check. I know the total home safety check, but what's the total bathroom check all about?
Yeah, so if you're interested in renovating your bathroom, and whether you need accessibility or not, we always build for universal design. And what that means is we build for anybody of any size, any age. It doesn't matter what your ability is. We want to build for the future, for the long-term needs. So I come to your home, and I do an assessment of the bathroom, and I can make a design for you, put it on paper in a 2D plan, and give you an actual estimate of what it's going to cost. You don't have to do it right away. You can do it in the future, but at least you'll know and have a plan of what it's going to cost to actually make this happen and what's involved in doing it.
Well, you mentioned cost, and I know that you're doing a forever home and a universal design in every aspect of what you do. So accessibility is part of what you do. But what about funding?
Yeah, so there is funding available through a program called Ontario March of Dimes. So they offer up to $15,000 towards accessibility renovations in your home. Now, I don't have enough time to talk about the entire program, but I'm happy on the total bathroom check or total home safety check to see if you qualify. I can bring the paperwork with me, and we can fill it out together and see if it's something that you can qualify for and get that money to get you the renovations you need to stay safe in your home.
So beautiful pictures on the website, totalaccesscenter.com, and there's a link from my website, marilyns.ca. What about a show special, Daniel?
Absolutely. So if anyone is interested in the total bathroom check, this is usually $69.95 for the assessment, the design, and the proposal. For the first two callers today, I'd be happy to give that away for free. And also the total home safety check. If it goes further than your bathroom, if you want to talk about the entrance of your home, your kitchen, or maybe you're having trouble getting up and down the stairs, we have all the solutions. They're innovative and they look great. So that's the total home safety check. Same idea, comes with the design and quotes and pictures in a full written report, usually $89.95. And once again, I'll give it away for free for the first two callers.
So four callers can definitely benefit from using their phone. The number, Daniel?
647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. A total bathroom check or a total home safety check, all you have to do is call, and then you can find out if your forever home is one that Daniel Wiskin can perfect. Thank you, Daniel, and look forward to a happy story again next week.
Thank you so much.
The minutes of this hour are done. It's time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly and Carlos and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. I hope you learned a little from each of us and feel empowered to make informed decisions. If questions linger in your mind, know that your From a Woman's Perspectives team is available to you whenever you call or email us. We're happy to speak with you and help you find your best solution to any problem. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or you can always call me at 416-504-6777. In the 7,200 minutes until Canada's birthday, take time to look around and appreciate the good in your life. Determine what you can do to be happy and live your life to the fullest. Perhaps consider giving a gift to our country. Support a good cause. Donate to a local charity, perhaps a food bank. Help the needy in our community and know that your good deeds are never wasted. Be thankful you're alive and live well. Be grateful for your life and all you have in it. Work towards your goals and take time to celebrate as well. Learn from the past. Plan and prepare for your future and live your best every moment you can. Next Saturday, it'll be July, and we'll all be here to share our thoughts and ideas. So plan to join us again. In the meantime, stay safe, be well, live your best, and celebrate whenever you can. Until we speak again from a woman's perspective, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. for seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.